Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
That's great to hear live music on the programme. Rory Gallagher with Bullfrog Blues before the break. That was for Marilyn in San Diego. And if you have, if that sparked a memory of a golden gig, a great gig that stands out in your memory, do get in touch with us today, cb@rte.ie. Now, many minds are turning to summer holidays, and for people with pets, especially dogs, there's an added complication. Is it best to take them with you, send them to the kennels, or leave them with a neighbour? Well, to talk to us about this and more, I'm joined on the line by Kathleen Murray, owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Claire.
Nice to talk to you. And we're asking people to get in touch with questions on 51551 if they've anything they'd like to ask. So where do you stand on this problem? Pets and holidays, they don't tend to mix well. Some people like to bring them with them. What do you think the best option is?
The best option is to look at your own dog first and see what kind of a personality your dog has. Some dogs are very shy. Some dogs don't see other people very much, so they're very stuck to their owners a lot of the time, so they suffer from separation anxiety. It depends a lot as well on the kennel that you leave it in, if you decide to leave it in kennels, because if you have a puppy and you need to go away, there can be an emergency. Maybe there's a death in the family and the puppy has to go into kennels. Then you need to know that the person in that kennel that's running the kennels can protect your pup, and that other bigger, maybe more boisterous pups or dogs are not, playing too roughly with it or giving it a hard time, so that it doesn't have a bad experience. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you can take the dog with you wherever you're going, that's better again.
Is it?
Like
if you'd left the dog with a neighbour, with a friend, somebody the dog knew, would the dog be better off rather than going into a kennel where they didn't know the people?
Well, they would be better off, because dogs like familiarity. They like routine, and they like to have things the same practically every day if they can. So it would be ideal if somebody knew your routine or could come in and let the dog out, maybe take the dog for a walk as well, and, you know, that they can take the dog over, maybe sleep overnight with them or whatever, or take them over altogether when you're away on holidays, because dogs will be familiar with family members. They go and visit along with you sometimes as well. So it's good for them to be with somebody familiar, if that's at all possible.
Will the dog miss us if we go away and leave them somewhere else, even with neighbours or with kennels? Would they know we were gone?
Well, they know you're gone because you've closed the door and you've gone off and left them. So the best way to deal with that is just to be matter of fact about it. No big long goodbyes, no hugs and kisses, no dragging it out, you know. Just go if you're going, and then let the person take it after that, because the dog will adjust quicker. Some dogs are very, petted on their owners, as a term some people use. And if you leave something familiar with them, the dog will stay with that and lie beside that and, you know, get comfort from that.
Like a piece of clothing, like a jumper,
yeah,
or something you've been wearing.
Something like that, yeah. And it gives them a sense of comfort. And then after a day or two, they will adjust. Some dogs might not eat for the first day, and that's normal because the dog is out of its depth. It doesn't know where it's at, really. But usually they latch on to somebody else then, and they start to become familiar and more relaxed. And then they don't really have a time span, so they won't really understand if you're gone for a day or a fortnight.
They don't have any concept of time.
Yeah, so you're gone and that's it. And when you come back, they'll be really excited to see you again.
And is it wise then to use the technology that we've all become so used to, like Zoom and FaceTime, and say to the person who's looking after them, I want to see the dog and I want the dog to see me on the screen?
Well, I would definitely not encourage that, because what happens there is the dog can see you, but they don't know where you are. They can hear you, and they will pine twice as much then, and they'll be very upset by that, because then you're going to go again and leave them after a few minutes of Zoom or a few minutes. So all you're doing is upsetting your dog.
Okay,
that's
so leave it. Don't use Zoom.
No, let your dog adjust to where they are and become happy where they are.
Okay, well, the good news is then that you're saying they will adjust after a couple of days. They're not going to sit there pining for you for the fortnight.
No, but if it's an older dog, and an older dog gets very dependent on their owner, an older dog may be quieter for longer. But young dogs are fairly active, and they're fairly outgoing, and they get out there and they get on with it, and they take life as it comes, one day at a time. You know.
I know you wanted to mention today people who are considering breeding. The time of year it is now, is it a good time in the summer to consider doing it?
No, the time of year now is, if there's a dog in heat now at the moment, from now on, this is the worst time of the year that you could breed, because prevention is better than the cure. And every year we see posters and people lamenting about Christmas puppies, and we have to stop Christmas puppies, and that's not right, and, you know, and everything. And sometimes they have the wrong idea about it, because they tend to think the focus is on the holiday season and things. But the focus should actually be on the fact that this is a wee pup that's just left its mother. It's about 8 weeks old. It doesn't know where it is, and it's brought into someone else's home. And it's been brought outside into the dark every half hour or so to try and pee. And, I mean, who wants to stand outside and the hailstones hopping off them, in all honesty? Or the snow, or a bitterly cold wind going through you in a dark evening, or thunderstorm or whatever. It's just not the right time of year to have a puppy. The springtime and the summertime is the time to have a puppy. So if you do have a dog that's in heat right now, I would please advise people don't breed from that dog, because this will be a Christmas puppy you're going to produce, and it's coming out at the very wrong time of year, the worst time of year that you could bring a puppy out.
Okay, so hold off on that.
Yeah, so it takes a span of about 5 months altogether from the time as the dog comes into heat first until the puppy's ready to go to its new home. There's about a span of 5 months, 19 weeks to, well, 20 weeks is 5 months.
Okay. So I have a King Charles here now, the owner of a King Charles, texting us. A four-month-old King Charles puppy. Suddenly he's fussy with his kibble ever since he got a taste of chicken in his meals. Ah, you spoiled him. What do you recommend as a good feeding regime for a 4 to 6 month-old pup?
Okay, well, a good feeding regime for a puppy that age is, if you've got a good quality food, and the puppy has been eating it before or whatever, then use that food, whatever it ate before the chicken, if it was happy with that and doing well on that, you know, bring it back to that again. And it will eat when it gets hungry. So don't spoil your dog, because you can create eating disorders in dogs from trying to produce something better all the time or something different, or then they go off that and then they want something else. So you're creating a fatty eater. So put down the food, and if the dog doesn't eat it, you know, leave it for a while. The dog will get hungry. Now, obviously within reason, and if there's a problem with your dog, maybe a stomach issue or, you know, a digestion issue or something, then take your dog to your vet and have it medically checked first.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see, sometimes we get dog food for our dogs and they just don't like it. You know, notice that they don't finish it, and then we just change back to the other one that they did like. They can be a little bit fussy, can't they?
Well, the thing is, people tend to make the dog fussy, because dogs sometimes don't like something, like a child sometimes doesn't like something. But most dogs will eat a good quality dog food.
Yes.
You know, there's really nothing wrong with that. Most dogs will eat that, no problem at all. And it has everything in it that the dog needs. Now, if you want to add in a bit of something, like a bit of gravy over it or something, that's entirely up to you. But, you know, have the food the same sort of every day. And then for treats and for titbits in between times, you can use other bits of food so that the dog is getting, you know, something else as well. But hold out till the dog eats it, because if you're leaving it down and the dog is not eating it, you're either giving the dog too much in the one go,
yes,
or you're feeding the dog too often.
Okay.
So the dog is getting fed up looking at food. The dog needs to be hungry to eat.
Yes, or the children are giving them their scraps, which sometimes happens in our house. That's a whole other conversation. I've a 5-month-old Irish doodle pup. He's so big, we're having major problems with him when people call to the house, says this listener. He jumps on them constantly. He's strong and nippy, and he can cause damage. Can you give any advice to help control this? And it would be most welcome, Kathleen.
Yes, when dogs do get, our big dogs, when the puppies grow into bigger dogs, it can cause a problem, because they're bigger and stronger, and they can actually pull you and create a problem with your back sometimes, so be careful with that. But what I would suggest is, if you've got a dog that likes to pounce on visitors, then I would put the dog on the lead. And when the visitor comes in the door or knocks at the door, I would throw a handful maybe of treats on the floor while the visitor is coming in past, so that the dog is distracted with the food rather than looking at the person.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is teaching your dog to stay, and then you can go and open the door. Now, this will take a bit of practice, and it will have to be built up on baby steps, but until you can open the door and invite somebody in, and what you can do there is enlist the help of a family member or a friend or something that can come around and wait, you know, and then you open the door and let them in. And if the dog decides to leave or break the stay command, then close the door again and ask them to wait for a few more minutes until the dog actually stays. And when you can bring them in, then you can release the dog. But it's always advisable to have a lead on a big dog when you're going to the door, because big dogs tend to be quite boisterous and jump,
yes,
right up at people's faces.
Especially at 5 months old. What's an Irish doodle? That's a poodle and
What can be an Irish wolfhound, an Irish setter, can be anything, yeah.
That
There's
would be
lots of different
A very big dog then, if it's crossed with an Irish wolfhound. Another King Charles, a six-year-old this time, she started drooling excessively in the last 3 weeks. What could be the reason for this?
Drooling can be caused by so many things. It can be caused by a medical problem. Maybe she has a problem with her tooth. Maybe she broke a tooth on something or whatever. It can be caused by fear. If you take a dog into a car and is very scared of travelling, it can drool from fear. There's lots of different reasons for that, so it'd be hard to tell without, you know, asking further questions. But have a medical check done anyway, and if it's just a fear of travelling, there's an awful lot you can do with that to help to make that better.
Okay, but rule out the medical side first. Maybe really briefly, a seven-month-old puppy who's now snapping and growling at us if we challenge him. It used to only happen now and again when we were taking him off the sofa at night to go to his bed. He seems to be doing it now once a day, and they're getting worried that this is going to progress to biting.
Well, the key words there are, it used to do it. So if it did it before and you didn't address the issue, things can only get worse. They never get better with dogs. So if something is unsettling you or you're thinking maybe that could be a problem in the future, now is the time to deal with it because it only gets worse, as I say. So that puppy is going into its adolescence. That puppy is just becoming very cheeky and challenging and, you know, pushing its luck, basically. But I would definitely get professional help there because you should never tackle an aggression problem yourself because you can magnify it.
Yeah. All right, Kathleen, thank you so much for that. Kathleen Murray, owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts.